Here are today's vital statistics. Irma M. Hansen Miller, 91, of Blue River, died on Thursday, August 6th at Schmidtwoven Hills after a short illness. Funeral services will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Basswood Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Monday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 9 a.m. until the service time at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Irma M. Hansen Miller, 91, of Blue River. Gilbert H. Burmester, 97, of Loganville, died August 12th. Funeral services will be conducted at 11:30 on Tuesday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Visitation will also be at the funeral home on Tuesday at 9:30 until the time of service. Burial will be in St. Peter's Cemetery in Loganville, and luncheon to follow at Loganville's Fire Department. Gilbert H. Burmester, 97, of Loganville. Raymond James Ray Bass, 77, of rural Richland County, died Monday, August 10th, at his home. A celebration of life will be held at 6 p.m. on Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military honors to be provided by the Viola American Legion Post 447. A visitation will be held on Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 4 p.m. until the service time at 6 p.m. Memorials in Ray's name can be directed to the Viola Fire Department, Kickapoo Rescue Squad, or Viola American Legion Post 447. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Raymond James Ray Bass, 77, of rural Richland County. Eileen Catherine Haig Eberly, 95, of Lone Rock, died August 8th in Virginia Beach, Virginia. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, immediately followed by a luncheon at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green from noon until 2, with burial at 2:30 in the St. Killian's Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Wednesday from 4 until 7 at St. John's Catholic Church, and again on Thursday from 10 a.m. until the time of the mass. Eileen Catherine Haig Eberly, 95, of Lone Rock. Richard Arlen Olson, 94, of Avoca, died August 13th. Funeral services will be held Friday at 1 p.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Avoca. Burial will follow in St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be conducted by the Avoca American Legion Post 335. Visitation will be held at St. Joseph's Catholic Church Friday from 10 a.m. until the time of the Mass at 1 p.m. Memorials may be directed to Riverdale Food Pantry or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Richard Arlen Olson, 94, of Avoca. Albert Anthony Grell, Jr., 91, of Gotham, died on Friday at his home. Funeral services will be held on Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow at the Bear Valley Cemetery, with military rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held on Sunday, August 23rd, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from noon until the service time at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Albert Anthony Grell, Jr., 91, of Gotham. And Amber Brown, 51, formerly of Reedsburg, died Thursday. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the American Cancer Society in Amber's memory. Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family of Amber Brown, 51, formerly of Reedsburg.